always going to talk Gretna Track and Field. Has the spring gone about as expected? Maybe a little bit better, or how do you feel like it's been a good spring for the track and field program?
Yeah, it's definitely been a good spring for us. We knew kind of coming in, our boys team was a little bit younger, so we were kind of building up a little bit, and we had a lot of returners for girls that we knew would be pretty strong. So, you know, we've kind of grown as the season has gone on, but it's been good, and we've got some qualifiers going to state next week, so that's always fun.
Very, very tough district. No question, you had some really, really good teams in that district, didn't you?
Yeah, I honestly think all the Class B districts were just tough this year. So sometimes when you're looking through them, it's like you have one that's like the really strong one. But when I was kind of looking through, you know, who kind of wound up where, I don't really know if there was a weak district in Class B this year. Just everyone was really tough and times were fast across the board.
I did a little interview with Coach Benson from Waverly, and talking about his team. Oh boy, that, I tell you, that Waverly girls and boys are just loaded this year.
Yeah, when we saw, we were like, oh, we're in Waverly's district. We knew it was going to be kind of tough because they always have strong track teams just year after year, you know, fast kids, athletic kids. So we knew that would be tough, but we also, you know, we had some good kids coming in too. Our girls wound up runner up in the district, so that was exciting for us.
You're going to score some points, starting first with ladies in the field events. You've got some girls that some mighty good district marks. You feel like hopefully they'll do that again next week.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we have, you know, Ellie Heck and Lively sitting at the top of the shot put chart. She threw 45 feet at her home meet. So hopefully she can turn around and do that again at state. Then we've got Andy Yost also in the shot put, and she's a discus thrower for us as well, who qualified. And then Ellie does high jump as well. And so she jumped 5.5 at districts, which was awesome.
And I got to put a plug in for that Aniston Swanson girl. We all know her from around here. And, of course, mom, Rochelle Schmidt, former Republican Valley standout. And Aniston's really come around and had a nice spring season for you.
Yes, it was really exciting to watch her make that 5.1 high and get that state qualifier as well. I know, you know, high jump's a hard sport where sometimes it's like you hit that same mark like over and over again. So when she made the auto qualifier, we were all really happy for her.
You still, of course, coach your distance kids. They have a pretty good spring overall, you think?
Yeah, we've got a girls 4x8 team going, so that kind of kicked off our district meet as far as the running events go really well. So we've got some good girls in that, and we think we have a shot to earn a medal bet there if we show up to state and run well. Then we have another girl who also qualified in the Open A and in the a girl in the 3200 as well. So we've got a couple distance kids going and hopefully have some shots at earning medals as well.
And that girls, I see that girls 4x1 ran sub 50, so that's right in the thick of things as well.
Yep, we've got all three relays in. Our 4x4 was on a wild card, so we kind of had to wait for that one until, you know, the very end and all the districts came in. But they qualified, and our girls 4x1 has run really strong all year.
Notice that a lot of underclassmen. I didn't look like you had a lot of seniors, but boy, you got a lot of underclassmen.
We do, which is exciting for us. So we actually only had two senior girls out for track this year, Ellie Heck and Lively being one of them. So next year, basically the whole team comes back.
And that sprinter of yours and the 100's got a chance to hopefully make some noise as well.
Yeah, she's come a long way. And, you know, with every meet, she kind of gains a little bit more confidence. And she's, you know, sitting top 5 in the state. And it's kind of anyone's race, I think. So it'll be really exciting to go down and see how that turns out. But, you know, she's got a lot of confidence. And I'm hoping that it, you know, turns out well.
How about the boys' side? I'm looking at the boys' list here, and you got some state qualifiers. I see, you know, a distance kid that's didn't do too bad at districts either.
Right. So I think we got six boys in. We have two distance boys running, both in the 1600 and 3200, Caleb Larson and Gavin Luthi, and a high jumper. And then our boys 4x1 qualified, which we found out that a little bit later going in. Once all the districts came through, we were like, I think our boys 4x1 got the last wild card slot. So we were pretty excited to see that. Those distance races were interesting as well, because it was so hot for all the districts. The distance races kind of went out pretty slow and tactical. So we talked to our boys a lot about, you know, just where to kind of place yourself and when to make your moves in the race to try to make sure you wind up in one of those top spots.
And like the girls, the boys got a lot of underclassmen, some young kids as well, don't they?
Yes, we just kind of have a young team across the board, which on the boys' side, it can be a little bit tough because you have to grow into those times a little bit. But, you know, we're looking forward to just continuing to grow and get faster and kind of make progress as, you know, the next couple of years go on.
And of course, a little different now with Gretna East in the thick of things now.
Yeah, and they're a really tough track team as well, which they wound up in our conference too. So, you know, they've got some good runners, and they've got Braden Lofquist, of course, who's, you know, top of the charts in the 800 and 1600, as well as a lot of really good sprinters.
And that city's growing. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, is there another school coming in the near future?
So we're opening up Giles Middle School next year. That'll be our third middle school, and then down the line sometime another high school.
Wow. Yeah, it's just, yeah, we drive by it, I think, trying to think on our way to state football playoffs or something like that, and I just, gosh, it's just the outskirts is just growing, more homes and more families, and it's probably going to be that way for the future, isn't it?
Yeah, that whole area, Gretna, Bennington, Elkhorn, just all those places are, you know, growing quite a bit. I was talking to one of our distance girls after practice today, and I was reminiscing on old times at McCook and telling her about our 4x8, and it came up, you know, well, how big is McCook? I'm like, well, Gretna High School has about double the amount of students that McCook has. So.
And that girl's 4x8 at Ogallala ran pretty well, but I see you and Molly and Emily, and I think Emmeline, if I'm not mistaken, still have that top spot in the 4x8.
Yeah, I think it was me, Molly, Emmeline Nichols, and Kelsey Geschwitner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I've been watching the McCook girls and their times, and they're getting, you know, they're getting closer and closer, and we'll see what happens at state. But that 4x4 is down to 4:02 for the McCook girls. I saw, and that 4x8 is 9:37. Uh-huh. So they're running some awesome times. It's cool to see. I don't know any of the girls too well, but kind of just watching from afar.
Well, sounds like again, you're enjoying life in Gretna, you and your husband, and
yeah.
married life's going good.
It is. I'm just a waterman now, technically.
So I'm sure there's still some folks every now and then, if they see you, they say Sugaroo. It's just a habit, right?
Yeah, I mean, it'll probably fade out eventually, but you know, a lot of my athletes that I coach now, they still know me as Coach Sugaroo, so.
Well, I know you get pumped up. You've been part of the state track and field meet forever, and you probably still get the excitement, the nerves and everything, excitement for this big two-day stretch, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a little different now on the other side as a coach, but when the runners are all lining up on the line, I still get kind of that same little butterfly feeling. So it's a fun couple of days. I look forward to it every year.
Always great to talk to you, Jessa. Thanks a million. You have yourself a great rest of the night and the weekend. We'll see you down there in a few days.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for chatting.